most people do it in a very similar way. I mean, there aren't 27 ways to do this. You know, like there aren't 27 brands of gasoline. They just have different market numbers on them. But we have done a large system search. We recruited the person who heads up the state of Indiana's community college system. We have done large public institutions. We recruited the new president of Florida A&M University in Tallahassee. We've done several smaller college searches. And we tend to draw a lot of attention, or we get a lot of requests for assistance at the small college and university level because we've done so many of them. Would we like to do more major institutions? Yes. And are we capable? Absolutely. But unfortunately, we haven't been given the opportunity. And so you can't do them if you don't get the opportunity, but I assure you it has nothing to do with skill.
Question. I see that you've done an extensive number of president/chancellor searches for some of the outstanding universities as I'm familiar with. Southern Illinois University, probably was that the chancellor or the president?
It was the chancellor.
You are right that you don't get the opportunity to do large universities, so we applaud your being here today.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. How would you incorporate the faculty network on within our system in order to use that network to our best advantage to solicit ideas, input, and then ultimately in the recruiting program?
Well, every single individual associated with the system and people outside the system are absolutely important to the search. It needs the transparency that will give people confidence to participate in it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of skepticism around searches for senior level officials. People have a tendency to think that it's fixed, that you people have already decided who it is that you're going to select, and that we're somehow just kind of going through this for the sake of it, when you all know nothing could be further from the truth. But you certainly must have an open process that people can easily access, that is not burdened by requests from them for information that we ought to be collecting ourselves. So we try to make contact with the faculty representatives that are in the system to make sure that they understand, number one, what it is that we are looking for, so that they can help us identify people who look like that, and that we can then begin to pursue. And I think that as long as people feel that they have reasonable access to the system and that we're not asking them to jump through 10 million hoops to be participative, then I think we are successful. But that goes for other constituencies as well. You need the input from everybody who will give you an idea, and then to follow up on those ideas to see whether or not there is a match between what you're looking for and what people are recommending. Is that responsive?
Yes. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Being mindful of being the timekeeper here, we have our 20 minutes. Any other questions? All right, I will say to you what I said to the last firm in here. We have three. We can only pick one.
Yes.
We are very grateful to all three of you for coming in. And if you happen not to be the one selected, we look forward to the opportunity to work together in the future.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. obviously.
Our third firm is the firm of Korn Ferry, and we have Kenneth Crean and Madeline Condit here with us. Thank you very much for your responsiveness and for what we know had to be adjustments in your schedule to accommodate our weekend meeting. We're very grateful for that. We are allotting 20 minutes, 10 minutes for your presentation, 5 to 10 minutes for our questions, and I think I can just hand the floor over to you.
Good. Well, thank you. I'm Ken Crane. I had the education practice at Korn Ferry, and I'm a 25-year veteran of the executive search business.
And I'm Madeline Condit. I'm a senior consultant with Korn Ferry in our Chicago office. I am, as a senior consultant, I have the flexibility to work in back in the education practice on an as-needed basis and for searches, which I'm particularly interested in being involved with.
So do you all have the material that we prepared and sent?
Yes, that's in our books. Did everybody find this?
So that has our biographies, a description of the work that we have done, a description of process, our attention to the details of both how we work and some of our success factors. I'll avoid repeating what you already have in the book and presume that some of the most important questions, because of where you are today and the seriousness of this transition, that a number of the questions that you will have, we want to be sure to afford enough time. We assume they are around process, how might we handle certain specific aspects of this engagement, and then also what some of our specific, you know, perhaps differentiating approaches might be. I mean, just as an overview, in the last 5 years, Korn Ferry has completed 55 president and chancellor searches, many of them for public universities, with 13 women and persons of color appointed into the presidential roles in the last 28 searches. Many of them have been in highly research-intensive universities. Our work is concentrated both public and private universities, but with 60% of our work in public universities. My own work is largely in the public university space. In the last 18 months, I've completed five president searches. I will say that each of these engagements has its own unique, complex governance structures. The searches are typically initiated by trustees. They typically have a heterogeneous search committee made up of trustees and the entire spectrum of stakeholders, so they have a blended governance type of a structure. In some cases, there is a search committee as a consultative committee, and in other cases, it's a search committee as the ultimate decision maker. So we've worked with all different types of configurations. I just want to make it very clear that we believe that, you know, this engagement requires absolute customization, and we can provide you with specific examples and certainly some guidance based on, you know, as a firm, a 30-year track record in education, but recognize that the success of this engagement will be based upon a customized approach.
Maybe I could just go right there. How would you approach example of what you're talking about?
Well, I think, you know, the very first thing is to listen to you and to hear plans for, you know, any immediate transitional plans. I mean, we understand, for instance, that an interim president may be named.
Has been named.
Sitting good.
Right behind you.
Good.
He's an interim president designate.
I didn't know whose beans I was spilling, but that's terrific. Congratulations. And so that then may, in fact, drive the timing of and the urgency of what a presidential successor might look like. I mean, this is relatively late in the academic cycle for a presidential process to begin. If you're beginning today and looking for an end of academic year appointment, I won't say it's too late. In fact, you know, I think it's viable, but it does really require significant, you know, front-end loading of stakeholder engagement, and we would work with you, again, with no specific recipe, but having conducted as many of these engagements as we have some, you know, time-honored best practices, some suggestions about what type of stakeholder meetings you might construct. We always come and facilitate those meetings. We work carefully not to